needs.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With every word they lift the day, brighten your morning in every way. From strokes to news, they've got it all. The Wake Up Crew answers the call. Wake up, Castify. Sean, Ryan, and Dalton, they tribe. Morning's here, it's time to play.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And a pleasant good morning to everyone out there. Episode 1578. That's right, 1578. And, of course, today is Throwback Thursday. What are we throwing back to today? Do you have any idea what we're doing?
That's too early to think.
Okay, we've got at least an hour, 15 minutes before we have to decide.
Yeah.
It is a little, well, it's been cold. Very,
you
very
ain't
cold.
Kidding.
And a little warmer today, I think, maybe, just a tad.
Finally above freezing just a smidge yesterday. Today, 40s, 50s by the weekend.
And then rain.
Yeah.
And then we probably start the rotation all over again.
Well, next week does not look as cold.
Oh, really?
Right now, as we've had.
Is there any chance of golf weather in that forecast?
Maybe. Let's see. What is your golf days on Wednesdays, isn't it? See if it goes out that far, just to kind of give you an idea. And we're going to daily.
Of course, now it's got to be a certain temperature for me to get out there.
So it will be 51 degrees.
No, not quite warm enough.
Okay.
Because you're talking about 51 for a high.
Yes.
Which happens about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes. So it will be
40s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to do that. I've about declared the month of January is no golf month. December and part of December. Probably starts about the 15th of December.
Well, Climate Prediction Center, I mean, and these are just estimates. If you get past 5-6 days, the weather models are very unpredictable. But it does show that temperatures are going to be in the upper 40s to low 50s pretty much. Once we hit it coming up this weekend,
we're going to stay there.
Going to stay there through at least the early February. So,
well, that's...
it's more normal.
Yeah,
normal
that's
temps.
Fairly comfortable temperatures, I mean, for doing everything else. But golfing?
Last Saturday felt balmy, considering the way Sunday felt. And then, of course, that just went downhill from there.
Friday was a nice day, too, I think, last Friday, wasn't it?
The dogs hate, or Skeeter hates, the cold. None of them really like it, but, man, they are so fast to go outside. You know, they're not out sniffing around and doing all that, you know.
It makes it easy for you.
Yeah.
That's the way Chipper is. He, unless there's a rabbit out in the yard. If there's a rabbit, he goes after it. It doesn't matter if the snow or a tornado. It doesn't make any difference. He's going after that rabbit, and he never has caught that rabbit.
And probably never will.
The rabbit's got a little nest in our... I mean, he's got a little home over there to the left side of our house.
Oh.
And he just... you know, I think they probably raised 15 rabbits over there. And the dog has never... ever caught it.
The Wascally Wabbit.
Yeah, so.
He might be able to catch, if it has babies, one of our dogs caught.
Yeah.
You know, the babies, because they can't run quite as fast.
I don't want to see that, though. It gives me a bad impression of my dog when you know, I know that he's actually a creature and would kill, you know, other animals. I mean, it takes all that. Oh, how sweet, how cute, you know.
Chipper the Killer.
My daughter sent me a picture of him. He goes, when I'm gone, he goes and goes to the other side, if they're home. And he was just parked up there. I guess it was Wednesday night, maybe. Yeah, I guess last night, I guess. She sent me a picture. He's just up on the couch, laying there by Brett and just, you know, living the life. And so I decided when I got home, took my shoes off and I sneaked over there to their side, and he just rubbing up to Brett, just, you know, and I go, what are you doing? And he puts that head up, man. He's like, oh my gosh, I got caught. Yeah. So
did he follow you out then?
Yeah, he follows me. They have loyalty to one person more than the other.
Oh yeah.
And I am that person.
Yeah.
But second probably would be Brett. Although he barks at Brett when he comes into the room.
Same thing happened. Dalton came over, helped me move a television in my new office. And the dogs just went bananas. And then all of a sudden, when they realized who he was, they were just jumping all over him. Wouldn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah.
You know?
But they hated him when he first walked in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would have thought
it's funny how they do that.
He's a burglar.
You know they recognize him.
Maybe it takes a second. I don't know why it is.
Haven't seen him in a while. Has to kind of reconfigure in their brain.
And Skeeter with the blood-curdling bark that he has. My goodness.
No worse than Chipper, that's for sure. We've got to take a look at the weather, and we've got more to come here on the Big G.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Today we'll see lots of sunshine with a high around 42. More cloud cover pushes in Thursday night. We drop back to 21. Then a high of 37 Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll dip back to 19 Friday night, a few clouds pushing through. Warmer Saturday with a high of 48 and sunny. Then mostly cloudy Saturday night, dropping back to 29. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit murfreesborofuneralhome.com.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Clippers and the Celtics are going down to the wire and then some. They're in overtime with Boston up 115 to 112, 30 seconds to go. Earlier today, it was a good one for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Thunder.
It's over at Paycom Center. OKC's home win streak is now 13, a lucky 13, thanks to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's career-high bonanza of 54 points in 37 minutes. OKC finds a way past the pesky Jazz in this one, 123-114.
You just heard it all on the Thunder Radio Network. The Rockets edged the Cavaliers 109-108, and the Kings held on to defeat the Warriors 123-117. Domantas Sabonis leading the way with a double-double, 26 points and 18 rebounds. In men's college hoops, number 7 Houston has now won 11 in a row after crushing Utah 70-36.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy uses and save money?
Yes, I am.
Well, you can download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now for iOS and Android. I don't think I've ever said that. I think that's a new one.
Well, it's been on there.
Just avoid it, maybe?
They have been reworded just a little bit, you know, using, you know, some creative
words. What's with you people changing things and stuff around here?
Just
not letting anybody know.
Freshening up. What else have we changed that you didn't know about?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Oh. It's a private joke that you're not getting, so I'm going to go on.
Okay.
Okay? Because I don't want to say it.
Oh, I see. It's one of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you figured it out yet?
Yes, I think I have.
Okay,
all
yeah. right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's what day is it? Thursday.
Yeah.
And we've got a big slate of basketball action coming up on Friday. I think you and Bill will be there for that one.
It's going to be Blackman hosting the Rockville Rockets tomorrow.
Okay. And you're going to see the way the district is now, you're going to see a lot of teams like, wow, they do a lot of Rockville games, or they do a lot of Oakland games. That's because they're playing each other like almost every week. You know, there's some matchup like that.
We will, in the last 2 weeks, we'll have done three of the four games will be Rockville, but then we won't see them again until tournament play.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got, I mean, it's just the different matchups. We're going to sneak in Smyrna, Stewart's Creek at Smyrna next week, and then Siegel, Riverdale. We try to change up the matchups because within 2 weeks, those same two teams will play each other just home and away. And so I try to keep that rotated and even out the schedule as best as possible. So,
well, I guess
thankless job.
Okay, I didn't mean you to go into that in depth,
okay.
But anyway, let's talk about our song of the day today, and we're doing the best winter cold songs that are around, and here's one from Aretha Franklin.
Your doubtful mind.
Boy, that is a almost kind of sad, kind of evil, cold, cold heart. I know all about that. I work with you every day. That's our song of the day. But we want to tell you that here's some good news. Aaron Nunley is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being recognized last week at the White House as one of the top educators in the country. What an honor. Aaron's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, if you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, text neighbor to 615-893-1450, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. Text neighbor to our number here at WGNS, and we'll get it on the air for you. And don't forget those birthdays and anniversaries. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, too.
Facts of life, the facts of life.
German chocolate cake is named after American baker Samuel German, who was not German.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. A difficult day of processing ahead for students and teachers of Antioch High School as they work to understand the deadly shooting that took place at lunchtime yesterday. Metro Police say just after 11 a.m., a 17-year-old student identified as Solomon Henderson entered the cafeteria just as lunch was beginning and began shooting a pistol. Two students were struck by the gunfire. One, a female student, was later pronounced dead at Vanderbilt Medical Center. The other student, a male, was grazed by a bullet on his arm. Within seconds, the reported shooter then turned the gun on himself, taking his own life. Not much is known about the shooter. Classmates tell Access Tennessee that Solomon was in ROTC and did not display any outward signs of trouble. Members of the community held a vigil at the Hamilton United Methodist Church last night. Authorities have not indicated when classes might resume at the school. More news in 30 seconds.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill Your Guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
In Memphis, a student at Overton High School has been arrested after bringing a gun to school. The teen, who has not been identified, is currently being held at the Shelby County Juvenile Detention Center. Memphis police say a school security guard was tipped that a student had a gun in his backpack. After a confrontation, the boy reportedly told police that he bought the gun from someone and brought it to school because he didn't want to leave it at home with his siblings. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 on the Wake Up Crew. We want to remind you we've got Good Neighbor events coming up, another check of the weather, and we'll be looking at traffic as well. It's been an interesting week, hasn't it, my friend?
It's been a really busy news week.
Yeah, inauguration, and let's see, what else? What else has gone on? Well, just transfer power, all that kind of stuff going on.
And earlier, I guess this goes back to last weekend, but, you know, the cancellation of the parade, and then Stewart's Creek couldn't perform, then they do perform, and it's crazy. But
I'm glad they were able to work that out, because that's a lot of money, you know, that would have, even though I think they were going to go visit places and enjoy the thing, but kind of the purpose of them going
was gone
at that point. So,
well, thankfully, they just decided to take all of their band instruments and all of that kind of thing, because, I mean, when they traveled to Washington, they traveled not knowing if or knowing that they would not be performing, but they were going to try to perform somewhere in Washington, even if so in the street corner, I guess.
Yeah.
So they took all their instruments, and then they find out once they're there, it was late Sunday night, that the plans had changed. I couldn't imagine putting together an event like that, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember back on Monday. Well, how cold was it on Monday for the I know they moved it indoors. Was it the coldest they've ever had? Or
I don't think the coldest ever. But
it
was
in the 20s or lower than that?
I think it was lower than that.
Yeah.
Maybe in low teens, something like that. But I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on about that right now, about when it was and what, but the wind chill, you know, kind of the similar weather to what we had.
Yeah, on Monday.
And, you know, being outside for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a former president, McKinley, who got sick, got pneumonia, and died and he got pneumonia from the inauguration because it was so cold, so.
What a way to celebrate. That's bad. But,
I'm not sure why is it a good idea to have it outside in Washington in January anyway?
Yeah, I mean, what's the purpose of why is it outside? I mean, why does it – it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have
to
be.
So if somebody were set the precedent and then – no pun intended
–
set the precedent to go ahead and do
just
that
do it this
inside,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's because
I think
of
it's
the,
safer, I would think. I would think it would be even safer.
That was some of the, you know – is this the reason that it's being done as well?
Oh,
because
it was?
It's definitely been colder. That's been some of the scuttlebutt around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, did they do it for security purposes? But
he's had a couple assassination attempts. I mean, you know, I don't really know that I blame him.
I mean, but having it outdoors is to allow more people there.
I mean, there were
supposed to be like 250,000 people, but, you know, you go down to, I don't know what Capital One Arena can fill, but maybe 60,000.
I think they talked to some people that were there and they were going, it's not that cold. Okay, whatever.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a Good Neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Get back in time.
And on this date in 1973, U.S. President Richard Nixon announces an accord has been reached to end Vietnam War. In 1975, Barney Miller premieres on ABC TV. You're too young for Barney Miller, aren't you?
I don't remember Barney Miller, no.
It was a pretty good show.
It was a police kind of show?
Yeah, but comedy. It was a 30-minute show. And I think it came on after Three's Company, so around that time. In 1976, RCA releases Station to Station, David Bowie's 10th studio album recorded in Los Angeles. This stuff's kind of weird.
Yeah.
In 1977, the miniseries Roots premieres on ABC. One of the, I think, at the time, the highest rated miniseries ever.
Yeah, Roots. I mean, it held that record for a long, long time.
1983, A-Team with Mr. T premieres on NBC. That brings back memories for you, I'm sure.
Yeah. B.A. Baracus.
Still on in syndication somewhere, streaming somewhere.
I pity the fool.
On your TV set. 1993, Nancy Kerrigan wins the U.S. Female Figure Skating Championship. 2005, Numbers, starring Rob Morrow, debuts on CBS. That was a good show. And in 2018, singer Neil Diamond retires from touring abruptly after being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And that's a look at today in history. Coming up, Brandon Brooks with Rewind. Much more of the Wake Up Crew to come. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. January 23rd, 1981. The release of the Elvis Costello album, Trust, featuring the single, Loveland. This date in 1983, the NBC debut of The A-Team.
You want tough?
Starring George Peppard.
You got tough.
And Mr. T.
You want them? No, you take them.
January 23rd, 1993.
Don't shrug, imbecile, I'm blind.
Scent of a Woman took home top honors at the 50th Golden Globe Awards.
Don't think I can't see women, because I can't see women.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Today we'll see lots of sunshine with a high around 42. More cloud cover pushes in Thursday night. We drop back to 21. Then a high of 37 Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll dip back to 19 Friday night, a few clouds pushing through. Warmer Saturday with a high of 48 and sunny. Then mostly cloudy Saturday night, dropping back to 29. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Good morning in Madison. Wrapping up this two-car crash at MacArthur Drive at State Route 45. It's trying its best to build out here in a couple of spots. 24 East coming past the Jolton exit. 65 South down through Millersville as you work your way from Robertson County into Sumner County. It's building at times. Already 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke every Thursday night. That's tonight at the Tanger location. For more information, log on to princesshotchicken.com. Check out that menu while you're on their website. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Now let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. For just a little bit longer,
The city of Murfreesboro will be collecting your falling leaves. They do that through the end of this month. Now, that's in the city limits of Murfreesboro only. Want to remind you again, the Polar Bear Plunge is a week away. Not this weekend, but the next one. Saturday, February the 1st, over at SportsCom. And it's all free. And then at 11 o'clock, the Outside Plunge in the SportsCom pool. The Polar Bear Plunge, Saturday, February the 1st, at SportsCom. You've heard us talking about Greenhouse Ministries. Many of you have said, I'd love to do something to help them. Well, they do need volunteers, and you can learn more about what they need and how your skills fit in by attending one of their Thursday orientations. That's all at Greenhouse Ministries at 307 South Academy Street. Don't forget the Red Cross is critically low on blood, so please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS. And make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T-Cell. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T-Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T-Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew, and you know, if you've got the doldrums, we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes, what to do during winter doldrums.
The wintertime blues.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do? How do you keep from being bored? Well, here's one way. Turn to News Radio WGNS and listen to the dad joke of the day. That's one way to get your day fired up.
Does that fire your day up every day?
Not at all.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a promo for your show.
Oh, I mean,
it's a promo for your little spot here.
But it wasn't very heartfelt.
I thought it was heartfelt until you started asking me questions about it.
So no questions ever.
Yeah,
right?
I mean.
Okay. John, you know, when my wife and I argue, I always get the last word.
Really?
Yeah, it's usually, I'm sorry, you're right. All right, a thumbs up.
Thumbs up due to the fact you made fun of your wife again. Those are almost guarantees. Yeah.
I can't use those with Dalton still. Although I did sneak one in not too long ago.
He didn't say anything. He didn't catch it. Maybe he didn't catch it.
Yeah, he probably doesn't listen anyway.
Well, I mean,
he's always thumbs down.
His life is changing rapidly, so
true.
Before long he'll be telling the jokes. All right, 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay right here with us on WGNS.
CBS News Brief.
A new wildfire has broken out in Los Angeles County. Captain Sheila Kelleher tells CBS Mornings.
We made an aggressive air attack with a robust air fleet, and they did an incredible job overnight, really protecting those homes in Castaic where we didn't lose a structure.
Tens of thousands are under evacuation orders. President Trump tells Fox's Sean Hannity he may withhold FEMA aid.
I don't think we should give California anything until they let water flow down.
He repeated a false claim Governor Newsom and others are preventing that from happening. A federal judge in Seattle will hear the first legal challenge to Mr. Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship today. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on the administration's likely take.
They will say that the 14th Amendment is a post-Civil War amendment. Its purpose was to ensure the rights of citizenship to former slaves and their offspring.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Advanced technology played a crucial role in the swift resolution of a theft case in Lebanon this week. The SafeNet system flagged a stolen license plate originating from Smyrna, alerting police to a suspect vehicle near Hartman Drive and West Bador Parkway. Officers stopped the vehicle and discovered a 33-year-old Murfreesboro woman in possession of stolen property, alongside her 39-year-old male passenger, also from Murfreesboro. They were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. The Lebanon Police Department praised its officers for their quick action and highlighted the importance of technology in modern law enforcement. We appreciate the dedication efforts of our officers in serving our community and the technology we're able to utilize to enhance our mission of safeguarding our citizens, a spokesperson stated. The incident underscores the growing role of tools like SafeNet in improving public safety and ensuring that stolen property cases are addressed promptly. A controversial proposal by Senator Mark Pody could make displaying the Ten Commandments in Tennessee schools a requirement. Senate Bill 151 seeks to mandate the prominent placement of the Ten Commandments alongside parts of the Declaration of Independence and U.S. Constitution in areas like entryways, cafeterias, or common spaces. The bill's goal is to educate students on historical significance of the Ten Commandments in shaping the principles of the United States. According to Pody, the displays would rely on private donations for funding, avoiding additional cost to taxpayers. However, critics like J.C. Bowman, CEO of Professional Educators of Tennessee, warned that the legislation could trigger expensive legal challenges. Bowman's reference to a 1980 Supreme Court ruling that determined such displays in schools violate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. The bill awaits further debate in the Tennessee General Assembly. Critics and supporters alike are closely monitoring the potential for a significant legal battle if the measure is enacted. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
I had 5 drunk driving charges in the last 6 years of my drinking, and I drank for over 55 years. My probation officer threatened me with a year in jail. So the next day I went to my first AA meeting. I had tried many times in my life to quit drinking, but always went back to even heavier drinking. For me, the AA program has been the easier, softer way to stop drinking. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
We are together almost every day, keeping people's hair from looking like hay. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Those were those hairy days, uh-huh. Hello, this is Charlie Pitts, home of the non-smoking hairstyle and salon. Come on down.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end of life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things, is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list, or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein they're deemed mentally incompetent or you know, there's a gray area there. That's where it gets really, really scary.
Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. You can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. John and Brian with you this morning, and trying to get your day. You know, it's going to be a little warmer today. That's good. And everybody kind of back into the workforce, and things are kind of getting back to normal a little bit. But do you ever get tired of the winter? Like, you know, how can we help you get through the winter boredom?
I hate winter.
I know you do. You're not very. And, of course, it's like 12 degrees in here right now. But here's some things that you can do to, and it's not your fault.
Don't get the blame?
No, it's not your fault.
Wow.
Definitely something wrong with the thermostat over there. But anyway, here's some things you can do. Now, I'm not a big fan of this because it's cold outside, but it says go for walks. I mean, you know.
Gotta be nuts.
Sometimes we might even see people going for a jog when it's 20 below, and you think to yourself, I'd never do that to myself. However, it might actually be a good challenge. No, it would not.
You know what I say? You're an idiot.
Yeah. Here's one that does make sense, though. Make the most of sunlight. Because a lot of times, you know, we get pale and we're, you know, just open a window, you know, crack a window, get some fresh air. You know, stand on the porch for a few minutes. Let the sun come in. You know, let the sun shine in.
Yeah.
Why? Because sunlight is a perfect source of vitamin D, an essential vitamin that prevents seasonal affective disorder. And other mood-related problems. So, enjoy hot chocolate as an adult.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, that kind of... Chili's a good thing. Apple cider. Wine. Warm... this one says warm, boozy drinks. I'm not saying that that's what you should do there.
I have found that I kind of like hot tea.
Well, yeah, that's good, yeah. Eggnog lattes, you ever had those?
I have not.
Yeah.
I had raspberry pomegranate tea at church. Instead of getting coffee, I got tea, and it was pretty good.
I think people like hot chocolate a lot because you can bond with your kids a little bit because they like it too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just kind of for all the whole family.
I am a fan of cider.
Regular cider.
Apple cider, yeah.
Yeah. You can play board games. Now, that's not for me. I'm not a board game person.
I have to be in the mood, but I don't. There are not a lot of board games. Now, there's some card games. I mean, they've got all kinds of games now.
Dalton's, I like it if I don't have to think.
Yeah.
You know.
Dalton's kind of the game person now.
Yeah.
So we'll play some games. Yeah.
Host a virtual cook-off. Like, you could be in your kitchen, and Dalton could be in his kitchen, and you Zoom each other, and then boom.
Oh.
You're saying, well, I'm making this, you know, that kind of thing. And let's see, one more, I guess. Try a new sport. I'm one of those that says if you're over 50, I don't think pickleball's that's an accident prone sport, but a lot of people are doing that. Or you can get a do it yourself kit, you know, make up some things to do. And then experience arts and culture and expand your musical taste to prevent boredom. Try out some new music.
Interesting.
It's always good.
I've got a little indoor home project going on. You know, a little refreshing
work.
Paint
that's,
and, well, yeah. But
yeah,
it's something to do.
Something to do, yeah.
And it's
and
not
you
outside.
You can take your time.
Yeah.
You know, just make sure the paint doesn't freeze.
I'd, you know, patch some holes in the drywall. And
you can go out and cut some bamboo.
There's plenty of that.
You know, has it grown back now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be another battle.
In the spring,
for sure. You need to record that when you're bamboo cutting.
Well, when we had that snow, all of the bamboo got really top heavy because that snow was wet, heavy snow, and it just all folded over my back fence.
Mm.
Some of it even broke.
All right, time for some birthdays celebrating.
Birthday time. Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
John Hancock in 1737 was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence. He was a merchant and statesman. 1898, Randolph Scott, American actor. He was in a lot of movies, particularly Westerns. 1919, Ernie Kovacs, American comedian. He had the Ernie Kovacs Show. In 1936, Arlene Galanka, American actress of the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry RFD. She played Millie Swanson in Mayberry RFD.
Okay. So was she in the Andy Griffith Show as Millie?
At the very end.
Oh. Okay.
No, when they switched from Andy Griffith to Mayberry RFD.
Gotcha.
And in 1951, Chelsea Sullenberger III, American pilot who landed the U.S. Airways flight 1549 in the Hudson River, saved everybody. And 1964, Mariska Hargitay, American actress in Law & Order SVU.
For a couple of decades almost.
Yeah,
now.
And a couple more that we have. Tiffany Thiessen, who played Kelly on Saved by the Bell, is 50 today. And Richard Dean Anderson is 74. He was MacGyver. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize.
74 years old today.
That old. That's nuts.
And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Locally, Becky Goff has a birthday. She lives in Sparta now. Becky does.
Oh, okay.
Debbie Black, Lisa Baltimore, Pete Sizemore, and Joan Mankin have birthdays.
Well, if you want to add to our birthday list, it's 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. You got until about 7:30 to get those names in. We'll announce everybody's name at 8 o'clock.
And we'll be back with more. It's 6:55. It's time to take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Today we'll see lots of sunshine with a high around 42. More cloud cover pushes in Thursday night. We drop back to 21. Then a high of 37 Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll dip back to 19 Friday night, a few clouds pushing through. Warmer Saturday with a high of 48 and sunny. Then mostly cloudy Saturday night, dropping back to 29. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. It's gotten a little bit heavier in the last few minutes on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. All that traffic building in from Rutherford County into Davidson County as it built there. I-24 at Bell Road. It's trying its best to pick up 65.
drive south here at Trinity Lane. Still looks good coming down from the top of the Ellington Parkway down to the bottom there at Spring Street. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch, wherefore art thou? Not in the next Avengers movie.
Try me, Beyonce.
That's according to the Doctor Strange actor himself in an interview with Variety, spilling the tea that the good doctor won't be in Avengers Doomsday out next year. Now, don't get all twisted. He says it's only because his character doesn't align with the story. And Doctor Strange will return in Avengers Secret Wars out in 2027.
We are looking at a grand slam home run.
And it looks like Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese will reunite yet again for another film, The Devil in the White City. It's based off the novel that follows turn-of-the-century serial killer H.H. Holmes. Charming, right? For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's time to say hello again and then goodbye, because we're going to wrap things up here on the 6 o'clock hour. Aaron Nunley is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being recognized last week at the White House as one of the top educators in the country. Aaron Nunley is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, so that is today's Good Neighbor of the Day, and congratulations to Aaron on being the Good Neighbor. You can send in a Good Neighbor at WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor or text the word neighbor to our phone number, and you'll get a reply. Just fill out the information there. It's quick and easy. And birthdays and anniversaries, don't forget to get those into us. You got about a half an hour now to call or text to get your birthdays in. In an hour, we're going to announce everybody's name.
Help Murfreesboro secure more state funds to improve roads, parks, and more. This is Mayor Shane McFarland asking you to complete the special census at MurfreesboroCensus.com. It's quick and easy. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And coming up, it's going to be Throwback Thursday as soon as we come up with something.
Yep.
I'm sure we will.
And a big Barrett family announcement.
Really? Yeah. All that coming up?
Yeah. You betcha.
Oh, okay. Stay with us.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
New L.A. wildfire.
We have ash falling from the sky.
President orders troops to the southern border.
1,000 from the Army, 500 from the Marines.
Nashville school shooting.
Investigating disturbing writings.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's a new fire emergency in Los Angeles. More than 30,000 people have been told to leave their homes because of a fast-moving wildfire that's exploded in size. The Hughes Fire is north of the Palisades and Eaton fires, which are still burning. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Fire crews battled advancing flames from the Hughes Fire burning in northern Los Angeles County, fueled by fierce Santa Ana winds.
The weather is what's
predominantly driving this fire, and it's spread right now.
They have been struggling to hold back the flames. The concern now being this expanding into the subdivisions here, where there are thousands of people that are trying to evacuate.
And while some residents armed themselves with garden hoses, others were wasting no time in leaving.
It's pretty scary, and I'm not going to take the risk. I'm going.
Idania Perez is one of more than 30,000 residents ordered to evacuate.
My brother just lost his home over in Altadena fire, and now I'm like, oh my God, now it's my turn.
Correspondent Dave Malkoff tells us bitter cold has followed the record snow that fell in the deep south.
As southern states dig out from inches of historic snow, communities from New Jersey to Florida are now struggling with bitter cold temperatures below freezing.
What does this kind of cold feel like?
It hurts to breathe. That's how cold it is.
Philip Barrier is the manager of Avery County, North Carolina, which was among the areas devastated by Helene in September. Flooding, landslides, and high winds from the storm damaged more than 70,000 homes, forcing many residents to live in trailers or even tents.
I worry about some individuals that need better housing than what they have right now.
Dee Dee Buckner is in a donated trailer that gets cold enough to freeze pipes. It's right outside her now unlivable house. But
it's home.
President Trump has ordered more U.S. troops to the southern border, part of a crackdown on illegal immigration. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the president spoke about it to Fox News.
Trump officials are considering deploying 10,000 soldiers to the border and using U.S. bases to hold migrants awaiting deportation, according to an internal memo obtained by CBS News.
This was a gross miscarriage of common sense to allow people to come in.
U.S. border agents were also directed this week to immediately fingerprint and deport migrants crossing into the country illegally without giving them the opportunity to request asylum, a return to the COVID-era policy known as Title 42. New White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
This is something President Trump campaigned on. The American people have been waiting for such a time as this.
Another memo obtained by CBS News, this one from leaders at the Justice Department, directs employees nationwide to investigate any instances of state and local officials impeding the Trump administration's new immigration enforcement policies.
The new Justice Department leadership has put a freeze on civil rights litigation and suggested it might reconsider police reform agreements negotiated by the Biden administration. Now to Nashville, CBS's Nicole Valdez has more on the deadly shooting at Antioch High School. One student was killed, another wounded, and police say the 17-year-old shooter took his own life.
Students sobbing as they watched first responders rush to help the injured outside the school.
Ahmad Salah is a senior at Antioch.
He remembers the sound of gunfire and the fear in the eyes of his friends and classmates.
It was a lot of screaming, a lot of tears. They were scared to die. Yeah. And they was running, like not no regular run. It was like someone was chasing them. He was a monster.
Police are looking into online writings and social media posts made by the shooter, one they call very concerning.
In San Antonio, seven police officers were shot and wounded responding to a possible suicide call. The suspect was found dead after a standoff that lasted several hours. The officers are expected to recover 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, I love? No, really. When was the last time you said, I love my pillow? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right. As soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, I love my pillow. Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE, that's promo code LOVE, at ilovemypillow.com.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes went to Capitol Hill yesterday to meet with Republican lawmakers the day after he and hundreds of others involved in the January 6th attack were released in an act of clemency from President Trump. Rhodes had his 18-year sentence commuted. He wants a full pardon. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Robert Pape, an expert on domestic extremism, warns the releases will spur more violence.
What the president has done is use the power of the presidency to legitimate political violence going forward. And he's saying, in a sense, you do it for causes I like, I got your back.
A federal judge today hears arguments in a multi-state lawsuit that looks to block the Trump executive order that would end birthright citizenship, regardless of the parent's immigration status. Legal scholar Erwin Chemerinsky.
The Supreme Court has said everyone born in the United States is an American citizen. I think what this hearing will be important for is getting a sense of what's the Trump administration's argument on the other side. That will play out, of course, not just in this court, but in other courts across the country.
As we hear from CBS's Vicky Barker, Russian officials are brushing off President Trump's latest sanctions threat.
Slapping sanctions on Russia over Ukraine? Nothing new here, says Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, noting Donald Trump dished them out a lot last time around, adding, Russia remains ready for a mutually respectful dialogue between President Trump and President Putin, something, he says, that was also maintained during Trump's first presidency.
A major new British study of 30,000 adults finds those diagnosed with ADHD are dying earlier than others without the condition, 7 years earlier for men, 9 years earlier for women. Instruments and equipment owned by the late guitar legend Jeff Beck have been sold at auction in London. More than 100 guitars and amps sold for around $11 million, much more than pre-sale estimates. One 1954 Gibson Les Paul guitar depicted on the Blow by Blow album cover went for $1.3 million. Oscar nominations are revealed in about 30 minutes. They were delayed because of the L.A. wildfires. Anora, Conclave, Emilia Perez, and A Complete Unknown are seen as favorites for Best Picture. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at VaxAssist.com.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, along here with us for the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. Right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Murfreesboro favorite Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Today we'll see lots of sunshine with high around 42. More cloud cover pushes in Thursday night. We drop back to 21. Then high of 37 Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll dip back to 19 Friday night, a few clouds pushing through. Warmer Saturday with a high of 48 and sunny. Then mostly cloudy Saturday night, dropping back to 29. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, It's 19 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. There were some flashing lights a few minutes ago north of town on 24 eastbound at OHB as that traffic comes in from the north there, passing that Joelton exit as it gets busier. 24 west up through the Antioch area. You still got a lot of that traffic volume coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County right now up through the Hickory Hollow area all the way up to Bell Road and Hickory Hollow Parkway. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger Outlet. It's a lot of fun. Check out the website for more information. That menu's on there also at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Here on News Radio WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Laughter and smiles, so warm and true. Making mornings sweet with a country view. Rise and shine, the morning's new. John, Brian, and Dalton are here for you. With the Wake Up Crew, it's a brighter day.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is indeed a brighter day. And going to be a little warmer day today, so looking forward to getting to near normal temperatures for wintertime here in Middle Tennessee. Brian and John here with you this morning. It is the 23rd day of January. It is a Thursday morning, and it's episode 1578 of the Wake Up Crew here today. And there you go. That's, I guess the next, well, what would it be? The next holiday for kiddos in school.
I don't know. Well, President's Day.
I guess.
It's one day in February. So Monday in February.
Yeah.
They get off.
I see. There's the academic calendar.
Okay.
Next year's calendar is already out, too, yeah. By the way. I was just going to see how many days they have before the end of the school year. Yeah, President's Day in February, and then it's spring break. The end of March.
Yeah, that's a little bit earlier, I think. Well, no, I guess it's about right.
Yeah, it's March 31st through April 4th, so calendar has just been really wanky here, 24 and 25. But anyway, and I guess they get Good Friday off after that, and then it's the end of the year in May. So there's something every month, January, February, March, April, May. Yeah. So anywho, there are also some, you know, parent-teacher conferences and teacher-administrative days. It's one of those in March. Ah, the next day is January 28th for the county anyway. They've got a teacher-administrative day, no students.
When?
The 28th, Tuesday.
Of January?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
That's what it says on the county's calendar.
Good way to split that up a little bit.
Yep. All right. So we're still looking at cold songs, and this one is kind of a bit of a throwback. This is one of Aretha Franklin's, I think it was 58 maybe, when this song came out.
Your doubtful mind and melt your heart.
That's a very bluesy song there. Isn't it?
Yeah, got a little organ in that.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit of sacred kind of sound to it.
Interesting song. I don't remember.
That was early. That is early, Aretha, yeah. Though, I think. Probably 58 is probably right.
I don't remember ever hearing that song, but there you go. Song of the day for you today.
Went through the archives real deep for that song.
Yes. Yeah. We'll wrap up our cold songs. Maybe we need to talk about or have some warm weather songs or songs about summer next week. That way we can maybe usher it in quicker. Do you want another snow?
I don't care. Yeah. I have to come to work regardless. That doesn't make any difference. You make us come in, so I don't care.
Make? Wow.
For the kids' sake, I wouldn't mind them having another one, but if that snow that we had the other day had come during now or this the first 3 days of this week,
oh,
ugh, That would have been rough.
No doubt that it would have been.
We'd still be in school. Yeah. I mean, we'd still be out of school.
Well, so. Earlier this week, they got snow in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, that was odd.
Yeah. And even pretty cold way on down into the panhandle and stuff. So,
I think it was 40 in Panama City Beach last week.
Whew. It's rough on the beach in the winter. We've gone before.
Yeah.
And we stayed near Destin, and
wasn't a good idea, was it?
Well, it was fun to get away, but it was not walking the beach weather.
Yeah.
We went to Panama City one day just to tour and go around some of all of that stuff, and went out on that long pier.
Mm-hmm.
That was miserable.
Yeah.
Because the wind blows on the beach, and it was so cold.
The beach is the worst place to be in the winter if it's cold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good.
Wind coming in off the beach. Well, I told you, kind of teased in our crossover at the top of the hour, there's some Barrett family news. Do I have a horn thing?
How about here? Father Knows Best music or something? Da, 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 da,
da, da. Yeah, that wouldn't sound appropriate.
Seems sad you can't find any of it, though.
I can't find any of it. Yeah. No, I don't know. I must not have Father Knows Best anymore on here.
You should have it.
I have it somewhere, but just not on my page. I can't find it. Anyhow.
Da, 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 da.
My youngest is now engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. To her.
I mean.
Beau Jeffrey.
Are we congratulating? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I think it's going to be a longer engagement.
Oh, really?
It would appear. Yeah. But.
Never know about your youngest.
No.
Might not be.
That's true. I mean, she got engaged at Disney. One of her her gifts for
Christmas.
Has
she been to Disney before?
No.
Wow. First time, and she gets married. Yeah. And gets engaged.
Yeah.
Wow. First time down there.
That was all kind of part.
And after about 5 or 6 years, she's going to go, I hate that place. No, just kidding.
Dalton, that's where Dalton and Megan went on their honeymoon.
Yeah.
So.
Had he ever been?
No.
Wow. Okay.
We never went.
It would be tough on Heather,
yeah,
I would think.
Yeah. That would, yeah. Dollywood was about the extent, you know, and flying and all that kind of stuff. It was not a good idea. But, yeah, congratulations to them.
Is that it?
That was the big announcement.
And they're living not in Murfreesboro.
Lebanon.
Going to be living in Lebanon. Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
So not too far away.
No. And not from your house, not at all.
Yeah, it's about a half an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's about to get to my house from your
well,
house.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Takes that long to get to Rockvale from my house, for sure.
And again, I want to thank you for making me go to Siegel tomorrow night. I appreciate it during rush hour traffic on Friday. Yeah, it's great.
Well,
so
that was
great.
Yeah. That was Tuesday. You're not working tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
But
we're not. You're not. Yeah, you're at Rock. Where are you tomorrow night?
Blackman,
okay.
Blackman, Rockvale tomorrow.
They all run together, man.
They do, kind of, for sure. Well, speaking of sports news, we've got more of that coming up for you here right now than our conversation with the Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Clippers and the Celtics are going down to the wire and then some. They're in overtime with Boston up 115-112, 30 seconds to go. Earlier today, it was a good one for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Thunder.
It's over at Paycom Center. OKC's home win streak is now 13, a lucky 13, thanks to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's career-high bonanza of 54 points in 37 minutes. OKC finds a way past the pesky Jazz in this one, 123-114.
You just heard it all on the Thunder Radio Network. The Rockets edged the Cavaliers 109-108, and the Kings held on to defeat the Warriors 123-117. Domantas Sabonis leading the way with a double-double, 26 points and 18 rebounds. In men's college hoops, number 7 Houston has now won 11 in a row after crushing Utah 70-36.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security,
the Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in to the Wake Up Crew. It's 7:22, and on Thursdays, we get to head over to the villages of Murfreesboro, and today we get to talk with Barbara Duran. She is the dietary manager at the villages. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Brian. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. A lot to catch up with you on this morning. Dietary manager. So kind of walk us through what that means. I mean, are you planning out menus and meals and getting things ready and ordering and all that good stuff?
All of the above. Dietary manager, you have to go through special training for to learn all about diet, scheduling, menu planning, all of that. And I have been a certified dietary manager since 2007.
Wow. Well, that is nice to have that at the villages of Murfreesboro for the residents there. And, you know, people keep raving about you, Barbara. You've set a very high bar at the villages of Murfreesboro. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, I know that you celebrate holidays all the time. So let's take New Year's, for instance. How did you celebrate New Year's with a menu?
Okay, well, New Year's Eve, we hosted a surf and turf New Year's Eve party, and we toasted at 4 p.m. for the new year. We had a nice prime rib with shrimp scampi, roasted broccoli, and side salad with a roll, and New York style cheesecake for dessert.
Mm.
After that, on New Year's Day, we had the traditional. We had baked chicken, we had black-eyed peas, we had turnip greens, cornbread, and they really loved all that.
I bet. Do you put quarters or pennies or whatever in the turnip greens? You didn't do that, did you?
I didn't. No, I'm afraid of a choking hazard.
Yeah, me too. It's interesting, some of the traditions we have, but, you know, those types of things, you know, bring up good memories for folks too sometimes, you know, many times in those. So having a special menu on a special day is pretty cool. You were telling me before going on the air this morning that you also created, you had a little German menu one day. Kind of tell me about that and how that came about.
Well, I take time to listen to the residents' stories. And Miss Ramona lives here. I'm not going to mention her last name, but her husband was from Germany. And she hadn't had German food in quite a while. And I thought, well, let me surprise Miss Ramona and put together a Wiener Schnitzel, sauerkraut, a German soup. I did that, and a apple strudel for dessert. And she was so happy. It just took her back in time.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Now, was that just, you did that just for her, or was that the menu for everybody?
Everybody got to have that menu, but I did feature her name on the menu.
All right. So it was just Miss Ramona's German lunch or whatever, huh?
Yes, yes. I said, enjoy German food that we're doing for Miss Ramona.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. You have to come up with all sorts of ideas. I'm sure that, you know, you and before Jeb and now Melissa, you kind of work together when planning events that, because a lot of times events include food. So Super Bowl, for instance, that's coming up, I'm sure there's going to be kind of like a sports menu, right?
Absolutely. We have that in the works. We're doing all kinds of football food for them, two different times and days for memory care and independent care. And it's going to be all the good touchdown stuff, probably like wings and nachos and some good stuff.
Are you old enough to remember Grandpa Jones and Hee Haw?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You know, and the bit where they, you know, what's for supper, and you know, you list off all these things. That's what I get the feeling with you. It's like all this great food right there.
I just love it. I do. And then we did an omelet station yesterday where I made personal omelets for each resident and let them pick what they wanted in it. And it's on our website. If anybody's familiar with the village's website, they posted it.
Oh, okay. I bet it's on the Facebook page, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Well, we'll check that out. And you can get to that, by the way, facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro. And the website is thevillagesmurfreesboro.com as well. So I know we mentioned Super Bowl. I guess February brings Valentine's Day too. And, you know, cold months, like we've been in a cold snap here for a while, warm foods, maybe soups. I mean, you got to think about all of those kinds of things. How far out in advance do you plan your menu?
I plan it out. I do like a 4-week menu cycle. And then according to what's going on with our activities and life enrichment program or memory care, I'll plug those things in. So I change them often to fit that calendar.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Barbara, thanks for joining us this morning. I see the pictures on the website. See big smiles on everybody's faces, yours included. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah. I love what I do. I do. And I love the residents. I love everybody here. So that's what makes my heart happy.
Barbara Duran joining us from the Villages of Murfreesboro today.
Start your day with the headlines from the Rutherford Roundup. Get the latest news, events, and stories shaping Rutherford County all in just minutes a day. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform or WGNSradio.com and stay informed and never miss a beat.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Renewable natural gas is an incredible resource with the ability to power your home and lifestyle. At Middle Point, we've broken ground on a state-of-the-art facility that will capture natural gas on-site and repurpose it into sustainable pipeline-quality gas.
Once operational, this facility will produce enough energy to heat 40,000 homes per year. Learn more about this at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Management here is unbelievable. They make you feel like it's a big family here.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
And they help you, support you through all the trauma you have to go through. My wife passed away, and they were tremendously supportive. Like I say, it was just like family.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
That's terrific.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 is our time here on the Wake Up Crew for a Thursday morning, January the 23rd.
And happy birthday today to Becky Goff, Debbie Black, Lisa Baltimore, Pete Sizemore, and Joan Mankin. That's a list, but we need a few more on that list.
Yeah, and if you've called or texted in already this morning, we will get that name announced here at the top of the hour. We've been kind of busy doing things here, but taking the time to grab that list, put it together. And if you have not called or texted in just yet, go ahead and do that. This is kind of our deadline to get those in. 615-893-1450.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census. Complete the form online at murfreesborocensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Visit murfreesborocensus.com.
All right, coming up, we've got a check of news, traffic, and weather, and then Throwback Thursday.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Today we'll see lots of sunshine with a high around 42. More cloud cover pushes in Thursday night. We drop back to 21. Then a high of 37 Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll dip back to 19 Friday night, a few clouds pushing through. Warmer Saturday with a high of 48 and sunny. Then mostly cloudy Saturday night, dropping back to 29. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Good morning. It's gotten a little bit heavier in the last few minutes coming in from Wilson County into Hermitage Donelson as it starts to load up with more volume on 24 westbound at Bell Road coming in there from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's gotten heavier down through Millersville just in the last few minutes on 65 southbound coming past Bethel Road. Hey, when you need dependable towing, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. Check out their website, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Phone scammers are at it again in Bedford County, this time impersonating deputies from the Bedford County Sheriff's Office. These fraudsters claim that the recipient missed a court date or a subpoena and must pay a fine immediately. Payments are demanded via credit card, gift card, or payment apps, methods that scream fraud. Law enforcement officials remind residents that they never request payments over the phone, and if you receive such a call, hang up and report the incident to your local police department. Key contacts include Shelbyville Police Department 931-684-5811, Murfreesboro Police Department 615-849-2673, Smyrna Police, 615-459-6644, and the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office at 615-898-7777. Tennessee will receive $1.125 million as part of Family Dollar's record $41.6 million settlement for unsanitary conditions at its West Memphis, Arkansas distribution center. State Attorney General Jonathan Scametti emphasized the settlement and ensures Tennessee families can trust the food that they purchase. This case stems from a February 2022 investigation revealing over 1,000 dead rodents at the facility, leading to recalls and the temporary closure of more than 400 stores. The U.S. Department of Justice labeled the settlement as the largest monetary penalty ever in a food safety case. Consumers are urged to remain vigilant about food quality and report concerns to authorities. That's all for now, but if you want more local news and more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube. We'll bring you the top stories from Rutherford County in about 6 to 8 minutes a day. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time is 7:35. It's the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Do you remember these?
And it's a throwback Thursday here today. And considering the inauguration that happened, let's talk about some inaugural facts. There have been several presidents that have not been sworn into office in Washington.
James Lyndon Johnson.
That's one.
On a plane.
And he was the last one, and it was in Dallas, Texas. The one before that was Warren Harding after his death of a heart attack. Calvin Coolidge was sworn in Vermont. Teddy Roosevelt, after the Kinley assassination, was sworn in Buffalo, New York. And then James Garfield, when he was shot, Chester A. Arthur took the office in New York City. So, there you go. Jefferson brought the inauguration to Washington, and President Jackson in 1829 became the first one who was inaugurated inside the Capitol. So there have been a few times. The last time that it was held inside the Capitol was 1985 with President Reagan when he was inaugurated the second time.
He was getting on up there in age too.
Right. I mean. William Taft in 1909, because there was heavy snow and winds, they did the inauguration in the Senate chamber, which I thought was interesting. And Franklin Roosevelt's second inauguration in 1937, because of the threat of cold, was moved. And it was William Henry Harrison, and I think I said earlier that it was McKinley, but Harrison is the one who died of pneumonia after being outside. So,
you know, I heard some interesting facts about the transfer of power kind of thing. Like Trump, President Trump is going to put golf screens back up that he had, where he can hit golf balls in the backyard.
Oh yeah,
isn't that cool? And that. Some of the things that Melania is different than, you know, First Lady Biden. I mean, it was kind of like
what they have to do to get the White House
get
ready.
It all changed up and stuff. And
from the time when they, you know, they meet for the tea, that's kind of traditional,
right?
And after they do that and leave to go to the inauguration, yeah, that's when everything's flipped.
Billion people in there cleaning, trying to change it. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
And the portrait to go up. I guess, I wonder if Trump has two of them.
He did take a second, a different portrait.
Yeah, I know, I saw it.
So, but that was his.
That looked like the one that when he was convicted of something, you know?
Yeah.
That same kind of picture kind of thing.
Kind of a,
yeah.
But yeah, that's the official portrait that will be, you'll see that portrait on all the news when, it, you know, because they have when they have artwork of the president, they use the official photograph and stuff like that. All but two elected presidents took the office, oath of office in, outside of the Capitol, which we told you. One person has both taken the presidential oath of office and administered it.
Who was that?
Taft was sworn in as the president in 1909, and a dozen years later, he was the Chief Justice, and he swore in Calvin Coolidge.
Well, I wonder, he must be the only one that's ever been president and been Chief Justice.
I think so.
That's where, but he was the biggest president too, wasn't he? When he huge, when he
Taft,
large.
He was a big guy.
Robust man.
Yeah. And I don't know that a lot of people realize that, and if you listen to Today in History, you do, because in March, March 4th used to be the date until 1937. And then the 20th Amendment moved the inauguration day to the 20th of January. But anybody before 1937, it was in March.
March would have been warmer temperatures.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Let's see.
But I think they'll do it like on the 4th of July.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
Be hot. They'd be wearing shorts and stuff.
The first inauguration that was photographed was James Buchanan in 1857. The coldest inauguration was Ronald Reagan's second, and again, it was moved inside. It was 7 degrees.
Yeah, that's pretty cold.
62 degrees colder than his first inauguration. So a little inaugural Throwback Thursday today.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Another big benefit is the more dollars we receive could also help keep our taxes low. We need everyone to participate, so take part in our 2025 special census.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:42, it's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. Our last few moments together, but we've got more local conversation headed your way here on WGNS today. We are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation is sharing change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar every month, and that supports hundreds of nonprofits. You can find out more at sharingchange.org and how to give to organizations all over Rutherford County. Today, our good neighbor of the day is Aaron Nunley. Aaron is the good neighbor for being recognized last week at the White House as one of the top educators in the country. Today, Aaron will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day. Send in your good neighbor by texting neighbor to our number 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. So when Erin Nunley got this award, she was a teacher at Overall Creek in the city school system, but now works for the county system at Oakland Middle School. So I guess they can both take credit for that. That's a pretty big award.
Yeah.
One of only a couple of hundred that were recognized. So
when you're good, you're good.
Yeah, that's some big news right there.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, John, when my wife and I argue, I always get the last word.
Really?
Yeah, it's usually, I'm sorry, you're right.
Replay.
Good setup. I liked it. Thumbs up. Can't beat it.
Thumbs up.
Very simple.
All right. We'll take it.
Yeah.
You need to. What have we learned today?
We learned that it's cold.
Yeah. A little warming trend coming, though.
We talked about things to do for winter boredom. Kind of had a list. We didn't agree with many of them, but
going out and jogging?
Yeah.
I don't jog in warm weather.
We had a wedding announcement.
Yes, we did.
And our engagement announcement, engagement. I guess, is more properly. But
I had to correct my Facebook post because I said, someone said I do. And then a couple hours later, I remembered, it's not I do, it's yes to a proposal.
Yeah.
I don't want to rush the I do's.
You probably need to watch how you post. Okay?
You've got to be careful online.
Yeah, you do.
You know?
They'll find it.
Oh, you betcha.
And we talked about, in our throwback segment, we talked about inaugurations in the past. Different things, the way it was handled, and what different little facts, which I learned some things today.
I did too. It's very interesting. Here's one more. John Quincy Adams didn't take his oath on the Bible. He used a law book that contained the Constitution.
Hmm.
Most, you know, take the oath on the Bible. So, anyway, kind of
times are changing.
Yes, they are definitely. Just a few of the things that we learned here on the show today. And tell you what, if you want to find out more about what we talked about through the Wake Up Crew, we'll have the podcast up shortly. Won't be very long. That will be at WGNSradio.com. And you can go under podcast and look for the Wake Up Crew and find it there.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
Well, George Washington's first inauguration required some improvisation, if you will. George Washington arrived in New York City April 30th, 1789, with much fanfare, a large crowd, and a parade. When Washington arrived at Federal Hall, someone realized they forgot a Bible and obtained one from the Masonic Lodge that was nearby. So Washington also started the inaugural address tradition. His address was as long as saying the Lord's Prayer twice.